From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today has traveled an awful long way from her current home in New Orleans. Albany Folletta is here. Her latest release is called Black Coffee Blues, came out in 2017. AlbanyMusic.com is the place to go online for information. Hello. Welcome.
How's it going?
It's going great. It's nice to meet you. Thanks for taking some time and dropping by.
Absolutely.
I love the sound.
Thank you.
I love the collection of music that you are doing. It is a combination of things that all work very well together.
Awesome.
Sort of like peanut butter and jelly, right? Old blues, Dixieland, jazz, swing music. It's a nice gumbo.
That's what we aim for. A good peanut butter gumbo. You know.
You are originally from Louisiana, correct? But have spent time between there and Texas?
That's right. Yeah, I was born in Monroe, Louisiana. And my folks relocated to San Marcos, Texas when I was 9. So I kind of grew up there and moved to New Orleans 6 years ago.
You spent a little bit of time in a town known for another young musician who is quite talented, Wimberley, Texas.
That's right.
What brought you to Wimberley and how long were you there? Sarah Giroux being the other one that we know from Wimberley.
Yeah. So right before I was scheduled to go to San Marcos High School, my parents got hip to the Catherine Ann Porter Charter School in Wimberley, which is a very small kind of creative arts oriented school. And we went to their annual party / fundraiser called Java Jive. And I got to see the guitar class perform under the leadership of Django Porter, who was teaching the class at the time, who's an amazing, phenomenal musician. And once I saw him play with some of the students, they were doing kind of the jazz manouche type stuff. I was just like, I have to go to school here and I have to be in Django's class. So that's what I did. You know, I got in the bus every day to go out to Wimberley and get schooled. Very studious, you know, I was a very studious person then.
Have you always played and wanted to play this kind of music?
Pretty much. I mean, I got my first love was old blues. My uncle gave me some old blues records like Lightnin' Hopkins and Son House. My parents listened to a lot of jazz growing up. My first stuff that I started playing was like blues and punk rock. So I went basically from punk rock to Django Reinhardt in my first year of high school. And pretty much then I knew I wanted to play professionally and do early jazz and acoustic blues.
Yeah, well, you guys warming up sounded fantastic. And I mentioned you guys. You are here with a trio. Who is with you and what are they going to do to help?
That's right. Well, we'll see what they can do to help. They might do less helping than they think they're doing. I'm here with the infamous Ben Bonham from Hood River, Oregon, who built my guitar.
Ah.
Always be sure to befriend a luthier, my
people. It looks
people.
Like he may have built his as well. They look like they might be related to
That's
one
right.
another.
He built my single cone resonator and his Weisenborn.
Yeah,
which you
I was going to ask,
see.
Yeah. And to your left.
To my left, I have the infamous Ronnie Ontiveros, also from Hood River, Oregon. He's playing the bass with us, holding down bass duties, and he drives the van. So we owe it all to him.
Fantastic. What are you guys going to play first for us?
Well, the first tune we're going to play for you is a great Hoagy Carmichael number by the name of New Orleans.
This is Albany Folletta, live here at JPR.
One, two, three. I have a home in the sunny Southland, down by the Mississippi shore. It's away down there by the devil where you can find old Dixie's door. Your heart's made to love the Southland, magnolia trees galore. Hang your hat up, man, in New Orleans, and you'll never ask for more. If you've never seen a quaint old southern city, just think of New Orleans. And if you've never seen that town, boy, it's a pity, there's nothing like New Orleans. It will remind you of old-fashioned lays. A glass of wine will greet your smiling face. And if you ever see a brown-eyed gal like mine, boy, well, then you're right in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. ever seen a quaint old southern city? Just wrap your mind around New Orleans. And if you've never seen that town, boy, it's a pity, 'cause there's nothing like New Orleans. It will remind you of old-fashioned lace. A glass of wine will greet your smiling face. And if you ever see a brown-eyed gal like mine, boy, well, then you're right.
That one is called New Orleans. Albany Folletta is my guest in the studio today with help from Ben Bonham and Ronnie Ontiveros. Her latest release is called Black Coffee Blues, albanymusic.com, the website for information. How did you hook up with these two gentlemen to make a little traveling trio for yourself?
Well, I had the great pleasure of meeting these boys at the Weezer annual Old Time Fiddlers Championship.
All right, that's not a Weezer concert. That's something different.
It's different from the band. Everyone always asks
like
that
the
question.
Weezer Appreciation Society,
yeah.
Right?
It's a small town in Idaho named Weezer, and it's a champion fiddle championship that's been going on for a long time, and actually a lot of folks just show up to hang out and camp and jam, which is how I got involved. I didn't even know about the contest before I went out there. I went to jam with some friends, and that's how I had the great misfortune of meeting these smelly old men.
You know, I know at a lot of music festivals and workshops, there are always quite a number of really talented, really hot playing young people that play guitar or fiddle or a combination of both. But when it comes to people who have taken that step of actually turning it into a career and making recordings and going out on tour, not so many, I'm going to venture a guess, in your generation. You seem like you might be kind of an old soul when it comes to the kind of music you like to make.
Well, you'd be surprised. I know it is a small niche, but in New Orleans, we have tons and tons of young people playing 20s jazz and 30s era swing.
Why?
Of course.
Why do you think that is? Like, what is it about the music that is so interesting to you or to your peers?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, there's work in New Orleans playing.
That old, helps, right?
Old school. That helps. Certainly helps to generate an interest, I've found, with people my age.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt that you can go out and make a little dough playing in the clubs at night. But I think also folks are kind of in our modern era of technological everything and instant gratification. I think people my age are sort of reaching out or grasping for something that feels a little more authentic or kind of like getting your hands in the dirt again. And of course, jazz comes from the great oral tradition, so you have to like be around people and you can't just learn it in front of a computer screen. So I think that has something to do with it.
Yeah, sometimes a bit more than three chords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I would love to hear another tune. What do you guys want to play next for us?
Next up, we have the Tin Roof Blues.
This is Albany Folletta playing live here at JPR.
Bright lights burning up and down old Broadway. I've seen them in old Havana, Birmingham, Alabama. That's why I say they just don't compare to my hometown of New Orleans. 'Cause there they have the old Tin Roof Cafe, where they play the blues until the break of day. Fascinating cuties just hanging around and dancing to the best jazz band in town. Oh Lord, way down in New Orleans. hanging around, dancing to the best jazz band in town. Oh, Lord, way down in New Orleans one more time.
Tin Roof Blues is the name of that one. Albany Folletta is my guest in the studio today with Ben Bonham and Ronnie Ontiveros. Her latest release is called Black Coffee Blues, though there is, if I understand correctly, a brand spanking new recording that is available or will soon be.
That's true. It's currently available directly from our van to you.
Ah, it's one of those. Otherwise known as merch to sell while out on tour.
That's correct.
I hear you.
It's our special bootleg copy. You got to get them while they're hot.
Mostly originals or covers or a combination?
A combination. We've got some old standards, some New Orleans tunes, one of our friends Cindy McDermott's originals. Cindy McDermott's also going to be joining
mandolin
us.
Mandolin player?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a fantastic mandolin player and vocalist. She wrote a sappy love song entitled Sappy Love Song.
Great.
It's all about trees.
Well, speaking of the combination of old standards and originals, what do you find more challenging or more interesting? Trying to put the Albany Folletta stamp on an old standard that's been played and recorded a bunch of times, or writing something yourself that kind of fits that mold?
Well, I'm very interested in both. I love old music, obviously, and some of those songs seem outdated, so I'm interested in kind of relating it to my own story and kind of putting my own, take on it, history. Those influences definitely make it into my songwriting. I'm not really trying to write songs that sound old, or it just kind of happens because that's what I'm steeped in.
Yeah. Well, the instrumentation lends itself to that as well.
Sure.
Yeah. When it comes to this kind of music, and I have watched a number of videos of you online performing in different groups, a little bit larger groups, sometimes with horns, sometimes solo, there seems to be like almost two worlds. One world is the Tin Pan Alley singing while comping on guitar. And then there's that whole Django solo guitar thing, which you are also quite adept at doing. How do you marry those and work on both halves of creation?
I like to have diversity in my life. So I really enjoy being a side person. I'm sure some of those videos that you watched were of me just accompanying someone else's band as a rhythm person. And some of that involves me getting to be a soloist, which is great. Also, I'm happy to be a rhythm slave side person. That's part of my fun of making music. So I guess, you know, as long as I keep diversity in my life, then I can get to do all of those things in healthy amounts.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's working out great. I look
Thank
forward
you.
To hearing this new record straight awesome. From the van to our ears. Thanks so much for coming by. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Albany Folletta is my guest today live here at Jefferson Public Radio. The latest release, as far as you know, is called Black Coffee Beans, though there is a brand spanking new one available. AlbanyMusic.com is the web address. She's here in the studio today with Ben Bonham on guitar, lap steel, and Ronnie Ontiveros on upright bass. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
We're going to play one more tune for you coming from the great Danny Barker, New Orleans, guitarist, banjoist, and raconteur. This is called Ham and Eggs. If I only had a dollar to get some ham and eggs, haven't had a square meal for many, many, many long days. I can hear my stomach growling, and there's nothing that I can do. Pray to the Lord, dear. that it should never happen to you. Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs. Don't you hear me calling? If I could only just locate a single dollar to purchase some fine, greasy, tasty ham and eggs, I'd just as soon settle for a big, juicy chicken leg. They say there's no depression and there's lots of work to do. Pray to the Lord, dear people, that it will never happen to you. Calling you, Ben. Tell me your
That one is Ham and Eggs. Albany Folletta playing live today here at Jefferson Public Radio in a trio with Ben Bonham and Ronnie Ontiveros. Her latest release is called Black Coffee Blues. AlbanyMusic.com, the place to go online. Albany, thanks again for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
JPR live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix Microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.